Warning, warning. This is the realest podcast on the internet. So if you don't like real shit, stop listening now. You're here with your homeboy, Art Dog, your main man, MJ Gunner, and the Reverend Real Shit, Sam Spoon. This is the Sons of Legends podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Sons of Legends. Your boy, Art Dog, MJ Gunner.
Yeah.
Reverend of Real Shit, Sam Spade.
What up, dog?
You already know what it is. Tonight is a special night. We're going to do trivia night for you guys. And we're going to find out who's going to be the trivia champion.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be good. You already know, but we're going to get into some of this wrestling business first. I wanted to ask you guys how you guys feel about the new World Tag Team Championships.
I mean, they look all right. They look good, you know, but why?
I think they're trying to distinguish instead of having Raw Tag Team Champions and SmackDown Tag Team Champions. They're going to have the World Tag Team Champions. And I don't know and what they're going to call it.
Hopefully they'll bring back the WWE Tag Team titles for SmackDown.
Right. And the WWE Tag Team Champions.
But
in hindsight is kind of dumb considering they're about to do a draft in a few weeks.
Yeah. I dig it, though. You know, they lost the Raw Women's title and SmackDown Women's title. So, you know, eventually they'd have to take it off the Tag Team titles, too. And, you know, they're physically appealing. You know, they look good, you know.
I think they're trying to line up all the Raw titles, where it be World Heavyweight title, the World Women's title, the World Tag Team titles, and then on SmackDown, it'll be the WWE Champion, the WWE Women's Champion, and the WWE Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
Only, you know, all the belts pretty much resemble each other, just a little significant difference.
All the titles on Raw look the same now.
Yeah.
And I imagine that they'll do the same for SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that ought to be interesting to see. And considering the draft, I think they're trying to make it where it doesn't matter. Bless you, Matt. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I think they're trying to make it doesn't matter what show you're on. You can defend your title on any show.
Well, then what's the point of doing the draft then?
No, I'm saying I think that's the point of the title change, is so whether you're the world champion or the WWE champion, you could be on Raw or SmackDown, considering that the draft is coming up. Instead of it being Raw tag champs and SmackDown tag champs and them having to switch belts, I don't think they want another Becky Charlotte
moment. Definitely don't want another one of those. But yeah, I feel that as long as after the draft is over, then everything's separate again. You're on this show, you're on that show.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's how it's going to work out. But
I mean, what's the point of having a draft if people are just going to
continue to move shows, though? We've had plenty of drafts, and certain people still end up going on show to show. It just happens that way.
Unified champions go show to show. That's not the case anymore.
No, I'm saying, like, certain people's contracts, they just want to see them on Raw and on SmackDown. People want to see Cody on Raw and on SmackDown. You know, people want to see certain champions and certain people on Raw and on SmackDown. Roman didn't come to Raw much, but he came.
I don't see the point. He said he thinks it's pretty dumb. Like, there's no point of doing drafting somebody if we're just going to be on both shows anyway.
I'm not saying that they're going to be on them all the time.
I mean, if they're going to have where the champions can go from show to show, but otherwise each show have a dedicated roster, I guess.
But again,
I don't know.
I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait and see, because in recent draft and you know draft memory, people have jumped from show to show, but it's not just all the time. It's only in certain occasions.
Okay, yeah, well, certain occasions I understand. Like Survivor Series, when it comes up, okay.
I'm saying like if you know they were feuding with somebody before the draft. And, you know, they pop up to attack them, things like that. They end up having an inter-promotional feud that ends at a certain pay-per-view, things like that. Yeah. But you're not just going to see Chad Gable just coming up on SmackDown just because.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, same thing with a person like Jade Cargill. She was drafted to SmackDown, but she's been on Raw.
Yeah, she had her first match on Raw.
Exactly.
TV match.
Things like that might happen from time to time.
Yeah, you brought him up. We might as well talk about him.
Chad Gable turning heel.
Personally, I would have liked it more if he had not lost to Sammy before he did that. Okay, because I think the thing of it is it kind of takes away from the big bad heel moment. Because... you know, I think it's obvious he's going to come back for Sami. But you just lost to Sami Zayn, though. Like, there's no unfinished business here. You know, like, if the match had ended some kind of screwy way, hell, I would even take it like a count out or a DQ or something like that. But he lost clean in the middle of the ring. I don't see any loose ends here for him and Sami Zayn except for the attack.
I like that he turned heel. I only have one gripe, just one. Mm-hmm. I hope that he gets a single title run this time because they've had Chad Gable flip heel to good guy to bad guy to good guy to bad guy a couple of times now, and it's never paid off. They always gave him something stupid to run with, like a Shorty G or an Alpha Academy or, you know, it's always something. I just wanted to pay off for him this time. I don't care if Sami Zayn's run is short. I don't care. I just wanted to pay off for Chad Gable this time.
I feel that. You know, he's
been a company guy. He's been consistent. Whatever they gave him, he turned it into gold most of the time.
He does.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's time for them to reward him for what he's done.
I feel that, you know, and you know, I'm not against him getting, you know, Intercontinental title run. It's just, a lot of this stuff is not making sense to me. It didn't make sense to me when he was the coach. It doesn't make sense to me now that, you know, he lost clean to Sammy, and now he's probably going to get another shot at Sammy. You know, just, you know, booking-wise, this is not making sense to me. But, you know, that's just me.
Well, everybody wanted him to be in that position to begin with and not Sami Zayn. And that's because you said they kept having him hang around the title scene.
It's true, though. Like, that's why Sami and Gunther's feud leading up to WrestleMania didn't really hit the mark. You know, it didn't really hit the spot because Chad Gable was still hanging around. And people were still going on and on and on about how it should have been Chad Gable. And I get that. And I get that a lot of people felt like it should have been, but it wasn't. And I felt like they were just teasing those people that thought it should have been him by having him hang around.
Right.
You know? And like I said, I feel like this would have worked a lot better if he had not lost clean to Sami Zayn to kick this off. You know, I feel like, you know, it would have been more impactful if, you know, you win the title. And then he comes out there and kind of squashes his moment then, you know, after the match. You know, something like that. But yeah, I wouldn't have had him go out there and lose clean. And that's another lost Intercontinental title shot, too.
Right. That goes against Chad Gable.
I wouldn't have done that.
Well.
Sensei, how do you feel?
I mean, as long as they give him the right push and the right gimmick, which I think he should be a combination of Percocet, Angle, and some type of, you know, derivative of Charlie Haas or Shelton Benjamin in terms of, you know, skills and stuff.
I think he should drop the Alpha Academy and pick up the Creed brothers.
I read a report or more like a rumor, that they were going to go in a direction where he was going to pick up the Creed Brothers and try and tutelage them, you know, as like the little heel stable, which was what Alpha Academy was supposed to be, but it turned into a hit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would make sense
that,
to me.
That makes sense. If he takes the Creed Brothers and he takes this heel persona and be like, nobody can stop us together, that'd work.
Like, because I feel like the Creed Brothers need, you know, Chad Gable's guidance, you know? That was one of my biggest gripes with Sammy. Sammy doesn't need Chad Gable's guidance. The Creed Brothers wouldn't need Chad Gable's guidance.
Right. You know? The veteran and the younger team. Yeah,
the veteran and the younger team. I feel that.
And Sammy's been doing it longer than Gable.
Exactly. So, he's more successful than Chad Gable. Why am I taking advice from you?
Makes sense. I think, yeah, the Creed Brothers and Chad Gable will make a great heel stable.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know, though, because I would kind of miss comedian Chad Gable. The man is hilarious. And I don't want to see all the good, unfortunately, I guess that means all the good time energy is just going to get sucked out of him.
I mean, we got to be done with the comedian shit because it's getting them nowhere. With the Maxine, Tozawa, the Otis, like, that is not a stable that's going to get you far.
Yeah, I feel that.
But him and the Creed brothers together will get them far.
Yeah.
I bet you if you put R-Truth in the group, they'll go far.
No, only R-Truth will go far, because R-Truth is the only one that they're going to respect in the group.
Yeah, but them being tag-alongs, they don't get their pieces, too.
I don't think
Like Maxine actually looked pretty good in the ring this week.
She did. She did look okay. But as a comedian stable, only one's going to be successful. Like, they're... like the social outcast. Nobody was ever actually successful in the social outcast, but people respected Heath Slater.
Yeah, they still got some of the greatest interest music I've ever heard.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Oh, I can't wait till we do a quiz for theme songs. I can't wait.
But yeah, so. Mommy had to relinquish the title. Sad day for Rhea Ripley fans.
Yeah.
Sam Spade, what's your thoughts on that?
I'm a little conflicted on this. So, if it was a serious injury, I get it. The rumor that she's pregnant, and they just did that to get her off TV, that's the rumor that I heard. But, you know, you had wrestlers wrestle with legit injuries a lot that they probably shouldn't have, and they never vacated the title. So
Seth Rollins just had a knee injury. Seth Rollins just had that knee injury, and he didn't vacate.
Exactly. But I think, if the rumors are true, it makes sense because you know you're pregnant, you can't take bumps. So that makes sense if that rumor is true. But it does kind of suck because you know she had that great match with Becky. All that good stuff. But I will say they put the heat on Liv and it worked great. As soon as she came out the back with that smile on, everybody started booing.
Yeah. It sucks to see such a great title reign, you know, and like this and everything. Yeah. But on the flip side, at least nobody beat her for it. You know? Like, it's good for Rhea.
That's bad.
But yeah, you know, it's bad for, you know, the
title, for the next title holder.
Exactly. You know, it's definitely not very good for them because let's just call it how it is. Nobody's going to fill mommy's shoes. Nobody.
It's not just that. It's that without Rhea losing it, nobody's going to feel like a real champion until Rhea comes back and they beat her.
Yeah.
So
I was just about to bring that up. What's going to happen if she comes back and she wins the title again? Are they going to basically say, you know, they're not going to count the time she was out, obviously. But are they going to count that as a continuing reign? Because technically she never lost the belt.
It's going to be a two-time.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, she'll be a two-time champion. Personally, I would put Nia Jax into the position to
take the title
and keep it going for a while.
That's what I was going to ask next. Who do you think should hold the title until that time?
the way that they've been pushing her and the way that she's been looking dominant and like a monster heel, I'd give it to Nia Jax.
They should give it to Nia Jax, but they're probably going to give it to Becky.
That's what I told him. I said, smart move would be Nia Jax. Popular move would be Becky Lynch.
I really hope not. You know, it's nothing against Becky. Love Becky. But, you know, we kind of, you know, been there, you know, kind of done that. And
I honestly,
personally, I'm looking to see somebody else.
I honestly wouldn't mind them turning a corner and putting somebody different actually up there. Like, if they were to put a champion, if they were to do the draft and then name a champion, maybe a Bianca or a Jade, or possibly a Asuka.
Possibly.
Or they might even push Tiffany Stratton to the moon.
Possibly. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing someone drafted to take it, even a Naomi. You know what I'm saying? Give her props for being a company girl since she's came back. But apparently she's going to be facing Bayley.
Yeah. I personally give it to Nia Jax. Like, if anybody's going to hold that level of dominance that we're used to seeing from Rhea Ripley, I feel like it would be Nia Jax. Like, I feel like she's somebody who could rule with the same iron fist that Rhea Ripley did.
There is a storyline there, though, with Liv Morgan.
Yeah, I could see that with Liv.
Because Liv can win the title, and she doesn't necessarily have to live up to the whole dominance thing, and yet she can find ways to be scrappy and, you know, win the title like how Alexa Bliss used to do.
Yeah.
But then they can run the angle where she doesn't feel complete because she actually didn't beat Rhea for the title. You know what I mean? So they can run that way with it, too.
Yeah, it's multiple things that they can do. They have many open options right now.
Right.
So, did you guys see R-Truth make Triple H break?
Does not surprise me. He can make just about anybody laugh. You put him in front of those, you remember those Buckingham Palace soldiers that are just supposed to stand there and just be like, you know, just supposed to stand still right all day? He'd break them.
Calling him Tommaso Ciampa.
I like how Adam Pearce got mad. Like, why did you make the boss leave?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Adam Pearce was ready to laugh before it even started. I could just see. See the look on his face that he was preparing himself. He was ready to laugh before it started.
He called him Tommaso Ciampa. I was dying.
But,
I didn't notice that DIY started doing, like, DX-style gear. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they started doing Regeneration X gear.
Regeneration X.
I did not notice that. Like, R-Truth is a national treasure and must be protected at all costs.
All the time.
Yeah, he turned them into the Heartbreak Kid and the Cerebral Assassin. They start doing suck it signs, and he start tuning up the band for a super kick and everything.
Yeah. That's great.
Fucking hilarious.
But Regeneration X will be facing each other for the tag team titles because they won, DIY won against the New Day and the Creed Brothers.
Yep.
Which was a pretty good match.
That was a sick finish. I liked it.
So on SmackDown, we got a new member of the Bloodline, because Paul Heyman was telling Solo that wins and losses have consequences. And when you have those consequences, you got to play by the rules or whatever. Cody Rhodes is the champion. He even told the story about how Roman Reigns went for a 10-year rivalry rather than finishing Cody Rhodes. He could have hit Cody with the chair, but he chose to hit Seth Rollins when he saw him in that Shield gear, and it cost him everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Heyman is a great, great deliverer.
He is, because I didn't really... I connected those dots, but he kind of really put it into a perceptive for me. It's like, perception for me. It's like, wow, you know, it really was, you know, the Shield version of Seth. He really did get his revenge on the Shield version of Seth instead of going for the kill, and it cost him.
Yeah. Cause it,
and remember how I pointed out on the last show, how Solo was barking orders.
Yeah, telling him get up,
foreshadowing,
and you got to finish this. And now, when they got in the ring, he stopped Paul Heyman from talking, turned towards Jimmy, told him he loved him, and then Tama Tonga came out the crowd and attacked Jimmy, and they finished him off, and he made Paul Heyman come over and stand next to him. Paul Heyman used his phone like call Roman Reigns. He snatched the phone, threw it down, and stumped it. And we don't know if he's basically declaring himself the new leader of the Bloodline or what's happening.
I absolutely love this version of Solo. Like, it brings more dimension to his character. You know? He's not just the muscle. He's also going to be
a leader.
Right. You know, he's going to be the leader. You know, he's going to be the brains behind the operation sometimes as well, I'm sure. I just love the way that they're doing this. I was this close to giving up on this Bloodline and just waiting for Roman to come back. And then right out of the blue, they keep me on my toes.
Like there's a rumor. I know I haven't heard a lot of them today, but there's a rumor that they're trying to use the Civil War angle from the Avengers, where they're going to have Solo, Tama, and Jacob, I forget Fatu, the other dude's name that's supposed to be coming soon, too.
Jacob Fatu.
Beast.
Yeah, him. And they're going to feud against the Usos and Roman Reigns when he comes back.
I'm ready for that.
And they're also saying that this was a power move by The Rock, not necessarily Solo.
I'm ready for this. I just love it.
There's so many ways that they could take this. And if they bring in Jacob Fatu, it makes all the sense in the world.
Because
it'll be the new Bloodline versus the old version of the Bloodline.
OGs. And then, you know, and Jimmy has nowhere to go now, so it probably makes sense. They're probably going to reunite the brothers again, which is dumb, considering that now Jey Uso has a title shot. But
we'll
see how it plays out.
Yeah. I hope Jimmy Uso gets a few reps on his own. And really, you know, he gets more of a single superstar just like Jey is.
I think they're going to try to run the sympathy angle with him. Mm-hmm. He's going to end up trying to face Tama Tonga. Solo's going to get involved, or Jacob's going to make his debut or whatever. They're going to beat him and beat him and beat him until you feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
And once you feel sorry for him, you can't wait for someone to save his life.
Right.
Yeah.
I just hope that, you know, they use this time to really, you know, build on him as a solo superstar, because they did that with Jey Uso. They didn't really do that with Jimmy, because he's never really been on his own. You know, he was with the Usos, and then he's with the Bloodline. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing Jimmy by himself for a while and, you know, seeing what he can do.
Do y'all think they're going to ever incorporate women inside of the Bloodline storyline?
I don't think they need it right now.
Yeah, I don't think they need it right now.
Well, the question wasn't if they needed it. The question was, will they ever do it?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't. And if they do, it's got to be later down the line.
Yeah.
When they feuding with somebody that has a woman next to them, like a Final Testament or something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. All
right. See, I'm thinking, like, who would they actually involve other than Naomi?
I mean, you got Tamina, if she decides.
Got
you
got
Tamina Naomi. Tamina ain't been on TV in years.
You got
Naya.
You got Ava.
Yeah.
Does she actually wrestle?
She has. She wrestled with Schism.
Okay.
So, I mean, they got options.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something to think about moving forward, I suppose.
That'd be cool. So we got Bayley offering Naomi a title shot. Tiffany Stratton basically tried to interrupt it, and her and Naomi had a match, and Naomi gets the win. So she'll be getting a title shot against Bayley.
Yeah, and then say they're going to be Cody. It's Cody versus LA Knight or AJ Styles and Backlash.
One of those. Because AJ Styles... Well, LA Knight won his triple threat, and AJ Styles won his triple threat. His triple threat ending was fire. When AJ hit the Styles Clash off the top rope to I think it was Bronson Reed's stomach, mm-hmm. and then rolled him over into the
ring. Beautifully done.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fire.
Personally, I'm hoping that they go with AJ, because I doubt Cody loses his title so soon. And AJ, he could take the hit better than LA Knight could at this point in their careers.
Yeah, I mean, I think since LA Knight won at WrestleMania, it's only right for AJ to win this mm-hmm. one and go on to get the title shot. And plus, we want to see a baby face and a heel face each other.
Yeah.
And since AJ's playing a pretty good heel right now, I think it'd work.
Yeah.
So I'd be okay with that. But how do y'all feel about Bianca and Jade as a tag team? Even though we call
I would have much rather them fought each other first and then get that whole we respect each other kind of thing. Oh yeah, we can dominate. I would much rather they went that route with it, but
no, I asked for this. I said I'd rather her get the tag team reps in because at least she'll learn how to work WWE television with a tag team with her and Bianca. They look good together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that if they win the tag team titles off the Kabuki Warriors, it could give Jade like a little bit of time to develop.
Yeah, that, and I feel like we all know that we're gonna get Jade versus Bianca eventually. This is, you know, more of a filler until we get to that point. Yeah. You know, this is just a chapter in their book.
I felt like we kind of needed that.
Yeah, you know, it's cool like states.
Jade needs it more.
Yeah.
And once they team, we can get to an angle where they somehow have miscommunication and start blaming each other for a loss or anything like that. But I think it works for now.
Yeah, me too.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah.
NXT's cooking. We got spring break coming up next week. We got Tatum Paxley that has turned on Lyra Valkyria. And, you know, we got that feud going. We got Tony D'Angelo and the D'Angelo family feuding with the No Quarter Catch crew. That's going down. Melo and Trick just had a cage match. And the winner faces Ilya. Well, Trick already pretty much get his title shot, but Melo vowed that he wouldn't make it to spring break in. And they had a cage match, steel cage match on NXT, with Trick winning that with a trick shot, that running knee, with Carmelo holding a chair. That was fire. Ilya had a match against the Young OG, is what they're calling him. And that was fire. Theo Hell had a match. And JC Jane them interfering in that. Mm-hmm. So her and JC Jane feud is still going. I mean, NXT has been cooking for real.
Right.
And then WWE
has been cooking all over the place.
And then they just announced that they're about to have a tournament for the women's North American title. And I think this is big because this is the first women's mid-card title that we get in WWE.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I can't ever remember them doing that before. But then again, you know, NXT, they kind of were always trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we got the North American title. That's where War Games came back up from.
Mm-hmm.
A few other things, I'm sure. But yeah, like I said, NXT's always been the trailblazer spot. Yeah, classic. The Dusty Tag Team Classic.
But yeah, NXT is on fire right now. And I can't wait to see what else they got going. Not to mention all the groups they got, like Metaphor.
Metaphor.
They're killing it down there. Noam Dar just had a match with Dijak, and he actually beat him. You know, they got No Quarter Catch crew, D'Angelo family, Chase U. You know, they got some people down there that's really cooking. The North American champion, Obafemi, is looking dominant.
The few times I have seen him, he just blows my mind the way he just runs through the competition down there like a hot knife through butter.
He is. He's killing it.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
This Sunday coming up, we got Dynasty. So I'll be looking to see what happens on Dynamite tonight to see where they're leading things.
I hear we're going to hear from Mercedes Moné again.
Well, we're going to hear from her every week until May.
It feels like it's so far away, but it's not.
Yeah, it's further away than we hoped or expected.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also got Willow and Adam Copeland. They're gonna face Julia Hart and what's big dude's name in the House of Black? Brody King.
Brody King, yeah.
Brody King.
Yeah, they're gonna face them tonight. We should hear, of course, from the Young Bucks and FTR because they're in the tag
team.
That
match should be fire at Dynasty. Like, we all know what a proponent I am for tag team wrestling. Them two tag teams are going to put on a show. Cannot wait to see it.
Of course, we should hear from
match of the night, I'll bet.
Danielson and Will Ospreay because they're going to be facing each other.
Yeah.
We got Strickland and Samoa Joe, they're going to be facing each other.
Roddy and Kyle O'Reilly.
I don't know if they'll fight for that title.
That's what I hear.
Well, that ought to be good. Yeah. I mean, I just saw Kyle O'Reilly's first match back on Collision.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to see what's up with that.
Is Bobby Fish injured? Or?
I don't know where Bobby Fish actually is. There's no telling. And I also wanted to bring up one more thing me and Gunner were talking about. Athena in Ring of Honor just went 50-0. And nobody's talking about it.
Crazy. Like, the fact that she's not getting the screen time that she deserves, it just blows my mind. They have every other Ring of Honor champion on Dynamite on AEW TV. Yeah. Why not her? Like, it's just insane to me that she's having the run of a lifetime and she's not being showcased.
Yeah, she is. She really is. She's been.
But does that really surprise you, though, considering who owns our Ring of Honor?
But she's been champion since she came over there. She's the only champion to not lose her belt. She's 50-0 in Ring of Honor. And every other champion has been on AEW television.
That's my point. Her. Like, why is every other champion, every other title being shown on AEW television except for hers? Like, that's crazy to me. Like, it's not
again,
like she couldn't
really
do it if
you
didn't,
you,
didn't want to.
And considering that Super Card of Honor, she beat an AEW superstar in Hikaru Shida.
It's just nuts. I don't get this.
Speaking of AEW, I want to give a shout-out to Jim Cornette because he has single-handedly made Hail Freeze over by giving Kenny Omega a compliment.
And what was that compliment?
So, Kenny Omega did an interview, and the guy was asking him questions about the footage from last week and, you know, his relationship with CM Punk. And without really outright saying it, he pretty much said that I would have handled that situation differently, but I don't have any power. And he also said he didn't have a problem with CM Punk. And when Jim Cornette reviewed that interview, he basically said, oh, my God, he's actually right. Y'all gotta watch that interview or watch that reaction. It's hilarious. I was dying at work today.
But yeah, I mean, that's how the game goes. So can't wait to see what's happening at Dynamite. I mean, at Dynasty, will be there live. Can't wait to see where this Bloodline angle goes. And we'll take a quick break and then we'll be back with the trivia game. All right, guys, we're back, and it's time for the trivia game. Sam Spade, hit those tunes.
Oh, yeah, it's time to get this party started. Okay, and my phone decided to go to sleep. Of course it did.
Of course it did, because you already know. We so...
Thank you.
Welcome to Wrestling Trivia. You had to get it in once at least, huh?
That's my new catchphrase. Expect to hear it a lot more.
Oh, geez.
But, yeah, Wrestling Trivia, how it's going to work is Sam Spade's going to ask us a series of questions. Me and Gunner are going to buzz in. Gunner's the high, I'm the low. And we're going to give answers to those questions. We got 10 seconds to answer. Wrong answer gives the other person a chance to answer. And whoever, I have my own set of questions for Sam Spade. Whoever has the most points at the end of the trivia game will win the trivia championship.
Yeah. All right, and just for the audience, just for shits and giggles, Matt, give me the buzzer.
Art Dog's buzzer.
Oh, yeah, they had a melody. Go ahead, Art. All right. Here we go. Question one. I'm not going to do that for every question. This wrestler has won the most Money in the Bank matches. Answer.
Mr. Kennedy.
Incorrect.
I would have to say Edge.
Incorrect.
I know who it CM is Punk. Now, my bad.
Who is it?
CM Punk.
It's CM Punk. Kennedy had it, my bad. Yeah, I slipped.
CM Punk did win too.
That was an easy one.
And Edge did have two, but he only won one Money in the Bank match.
Brain fart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, The Miz had two, but he only won one Money in the Bank match.
I'm playing for real now.
Yep. Okay. Score still 0-0. Question two. This wrestler has the dubious distinction of appearing on both Monday Night Raw and Monday Night Nitro on the same night.
Rick Rude it was, and I typed in first.
You buzzed in before the question was even over.
Yeah, I want y'all to let me finish the question before y'all buzz in, but I'll give it to Matt. But going forward, let me finish the question you buzz in.
Okay.
But I'll give it to Matt because it is Rick Rude.
It is Rick Rude.
Okay. That's right. The question.
Question three. In TNA, this wrestler commentated the same ass-whooping he was dishing out to other wrestlers as Black Snow.
That was me.
We didn't finish the question yet, but go ahead, I guess.
That is Booker T.
That is correct. Booker T. All right. I'm going to say and go so y'all know that's the end of my question.
Okay.
So I'm going to say the question and say and go. All right. Question four. The score is tied up 1-1. This wrestler has held the U.S. championship the most days at 523. However, most of these are WCW reigns. And go.
Booker T?
Incorrect.
We'll go ahead and guess Lex Luger.
That's a damn good guess. You're correct.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I thought so.
He had it a lot during the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, he did.
All right, Matt's in the lead, 2-1. This woman wrestler has had the Money in the Bank cashed in on her the most. And go. Answer.
Charlotte.
That is correct.
I buzzed in beforehand, man, so I'm going to be fair.
You got to wait for the end goal.
I'm going to be fair.
Matt pulling away here. Oh, shit.
You know I knew that, though.
Yeah, I know you knew that, but you got to wait for him to say it.
My favorite.
You got to wait for him to say it.
Next question. This woman is a real-life doctor. And go.
That would be me.
All right, go ahead.
Britt Baker.
That is correct. Dr. Britt Baker, D-M-D.
How many questions have you done so far, Spade?
Six.
Six.
You got three, I got two, and we got one wrong.
Okay.
How many questions? I miss Britt Baker, man. Damn. Seven.
Okay.
This currently retired wrestler, despite winning numerous titles in WCW, never won one in WWE. Go. answer.
Vader?
Did he? Well, that's not the answer I had, but you technically could be right, though.
I don't think he's ever won a title in WWE.
No, and I know he has. I'm trying to think if he won the WCW title in WCW. I don't know if he did, but that's not the answer I had, though.
He was a big belt champion. He won the
title.
Yeah,
in WCW.
Like early '90s.
I would say Sting.
That's who I put down with Sting.
Oh, okay.
With Sting. So I'll fact check that, but for now, you guys are tied.
3-3.
I know he did, but all right.
I mean, if you think about it, it could be a couple of them that could be on that list too. But Sting was the one I put down.
All right.
Number 8. This wrestler has the most losses at WrestleMania. Bonus point if you know the exact number. Go.
Triple H. And the number is...
That is correct. What's the number?
I think the number is 9 losses at WrestleMania.
Nope. 13.
I know it was Triple H, though.
But it was Triple H, yes.
I'm pulling ahead, buddy.
You only up by 1.
All right, next question. Stone Cold holds the record for winning 3 Royal Rumble matches, and Hogan was the first to win back-to-back. Who was the second to go back-to-back? And go. That second buzzer got it because he went before I said go.
I pressed first. That'd be Shawn Michaels.
That is correct. The Heartbreak Kid.
HB Shizzle.
You know that's my favorite.
Well, I answered. I buzzed in. We played by the rules. Got away from the finish.
Okay, we own it.
Tie game.
This member of the Shield was the first to win world title gold. Go.
That's me, buddy.
Is it?
Because you gotta say you had to wait for the and go.
I might have buzzed in after you said and go before you buzzed in, though.
Seth Rollins.
Art got that, but yeah, it's Seth Rollins.
All right.
Art is up 5-4. Oh, snap. All right. Next question. This wrestler was responsible for 2 feel-good WrestleMania moments, both being the winner and the loser. Go.
Daniel Bryan.
That is correct.
That's true.
The Yeslemania and Kofi Mania.
All right, we got 4 more questions. I gave y'all 15, so you only had 10 for me.
All right. 5-5.
All right. Next question. This wrestler was the first to hold a major political office. Go.
Me.
That's you.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
I did not expect you to get that. That is correct.
I like Jesse.
I knew it too.
I did not expect you to get that. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I told you, quit trying to baby me.
All right. Okay. All right. Number 12, 13. Yeah, 13. All right. This wrestler has won the most championships in WWE, and I mean all of the championships. Go.
You didn't say go yet. R-Truth.
Fuck, I did not count the 24/7 title. Fuck. What? All right, I give it to you. You technically right. I wasn't counting that title, but you technically right.
Technically, he is right. But if we take away the
bonus point, why not? Take away the 24/7 title, who is it?
The Miz.
No, incorrect.
Oh. I think it's Kofi Kingston.
Close, but no, it's Edge.
Oh.
Remember, he won a shit ton of tag titles with a bunch of people.
He did. He's like a
10-time So did Kofi.
He's not a 10-time world tag
team. Yeah, but Kofi's only won one world title where Edge has won, like, what, 6? Yeah.
But Kofi's been, like, U.S. and Intercontinental Champion a million times.
True.
I think that's true, but I looked this question up before we got on the air, like 5 minutes beforehand.
Let's say, as long as he fact check.
We'll give it to you. We'll give it to him with R-Truth, though.
Yeah, I gave him the point, but I gave him the bonus point for both of y'all to guess because that was the original question. So,
okay.
Right now it is 7-5, Matt. Two questions to go. All right. This wrestler is known as the Bolt. Bonus question for why? Go.
That is Natalya, because she's the best of all time.
He said Bolt? I thought he said Bolt. I'm like, who's the Bolt?
B-A-L-B-O-A-T, Bolt.
Okay, Bolt. That is Natalya,
the best of all time. All
right.
Because she has the most wins in WWE of any woman.
All right, Bodie.
Wait, she has the what?
The most wins in WWE of any woman in the company.
All right, dog. You going to tie me here? Are we going, or am I going to take this thing home?
This is actually pretty epic. The tie game going to the very last question. It is going to fuck with y'all here. Ooh-wee. Now, last question. We talked about this at length, that no Japanese wrestlers have won a match at WrestleMania. But due to my digging, I have found that this particular wrestler defended his title successfully at WrestleMania 14. Who is the wrestler, and bonus point for who he beat? Go.
I'm going to say it was Takamichi Noku, the light heavyweight championship against...
That is correct.
...against Brian Christopher.
It was not against Brian Christopher. It was against Aguilar.
But I knew that one. But we tied up.
Is the correct answer.
I forgot about Aguilar.
I knew that one, too. We didn't exactly decide that you got there first, but go off. All right. Tie game. Tiebreaker, I guess.
No, Art wins by a point, 8-7.
How does he get him? Where did he get 2 points from?
From the boat.
The last question. Bonus question. You got a bonus point,
and
too.
I got a bonus point.
Where did he get a bonus point?
For saying why she was known as the best of all time. Don't get mad, sore, Maddie.
The question was, this wrestler is known as the boat. Bonus question for why?
Man.
A bonus point, not bonus question. Bonus point for why? And he tied it up with that question.
Quit hating. Come on, open up Sam Spade so we can see if he get
big man.
If Sam Spade could get nine answers right, he'll be known as the champion.
So if I tie you, I win.
Huh?
If I tie you, I win.
If you pass me, you win. If you tie me,
my bad. You ain't got nine. Okay.
You got a total of 10 points that you can win.
All right. I'll give myself a handicap. Let's go.
All right. First question. There are 8 black men and 7 black women to win world championships in WWE as a whole, NXT included. I'll give you 1 point for naming the 8 black men and 1 point for naming the 7 black women.
Oh, that's fucked up. All right. The Rock.
Yep.
Kofi Kingston.
Yes.
Mark Henry.
Yes.
Booker T.
Yes.
Oh, not just hazy at this point.
You only got 3 more.
He's got 4
It gets hazy at this point.
He named 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 more.
Now, it wasn't him. He, Big E.
Yeah.
5.
Xavier Woods did not win it.
No.
No, he did not win it. I don't know if you consider Roman Reigns black or not.
No. Emphatically, no.
You got 3 left. 3 black men left.
Fuck. NXT.
2 of them were in NXT.
Two were from NXT?
Yep.
Velveteen Dream?
No.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I lose. Well, we lose on that part.
Okay, so the eight black men were The Rock, Booker T, Mark Henry, Kofi Kingston, Bobby Lashley, Big E Langston, Carmelo Hayes, and Keith Lee.
See, I wouldn't have guessed Keith Lee. I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't have guessed him.
Now you got
seven
black women who've won world titles in WWE.
How many are in NXT?
One.
Dang. Oh, that's easy. Ember Moon. That's easy.
Yep.
Sasha Banks.
Yes.
Yes.
Naomi.
Yep.
Damn. Then after that, it gets hazy again.
Two easy from your era, Steve.
Charmel never wrestled. Brandi Rose never wrestled.
Nope.
Fuck. I mean, I didn't know y'all gonna give me these kind of questions where I gotta get like 30 people and shit. No, but that's cool.
This is the only one. This is the first one too.
Fuck.
It's only 15.
Right, it's only 15.
Don't double it.
All right, I'm tapping out on that one. I can't think of nobody else.
It is Jacqueline, Jazz, Alicia Fox, Naomi, Sasha Banks, Ember Moon, and Bianca Belair.
How the fuck did I miss Bianca? I'm retarded.
Okay.
All right. Next question.
Who did The Rock beat to win his first WWE championship?
World championship or intercontinental?
World championship.
Okay. I'm torn between two. I want to say Triple H. No. But I don't think that's right. Mick Foley.
Correct. Bonus point. Who did he beat in that tournament? Because, of course, he beat two other people in the tournament. He won the championship at Survivor Series 1998.
Deadly Ken Shamrock?
Yep.
Big Boss Man?
Yep. That's correct.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
So that's a total of 2 points now.
Let's go.
At WrestleMania 3... who interfered in the Savage versus Steamboat match?
Jordy Animal Steel.
Correct. Next question. The Undertaker debut was at a traditional Survivor Series match where he eliminated the entire team. Who was the first person he eliminated, also being the first person to ever catch the Tombstone Piledriver?
Because I remember his first singles match, but I don't remember the damn fuck. Was it Virgil?
No, it was Coco Beware.
The bird.
I knew it was a nigga.
You knew it was a black guy.
Black dude. I couldn't protect. I knew it was a black dude.
Okay. Mankind had a match to start Monday Night Raw the night he won the championship. Who was this match against?
Wait, he wrestled twice that night?
He did.
Chainsaw Charlie?
No.
That was against Triple H in a Royal Rumble qualifying match with Shane as the referee. And he put the squeeze on Shane was how he got the title match.
Not gonna lie, I did not watch that Raw at all until Tony Schiavone did his dumb shit per Eric Bischoff. Not even gonna lie to you.
Next question. There's only one person to win the King of the Ring twice. Who was it?
Shit. Damn.
I told you I had some questions for that ass.
Damn. Cause I'm thinking about a whole lot of people, but I can't get it. Oh my God. Let's see. Kurt Angle, Bret Hart, Booker T. God damn. I'm gonna just take a stab in the dark here. The excellence in execution, Bret Hart.
Correct.
Good stab.
Okay, next question.
I'm at four.
Who did Steve Austin face for the ECW Championship and lose?
The fuck?
He only faced for the ECW Championship one time, and he lost.
Oh, Mikey Whipwreck.
Correct.
That's five.
See, I was thinking the ECW reboot. I'm like, oh, no, he's going old school. Okay, I got you.
Final question. There were three Eurocontinental champions in total. Name the three people that won it.
D'Lo Brown, Jeff Jarrett, Test.
Wrong.
I know I got two of them right.
D'Lo Brown, Jeff Jarrett, and Kurt Angle.
Okay, I know I got two of them right. So I don't get a point.
No. You end with
tap out of five.
You end with 5 points. And the dog wins the trivia championship.
We're going to put an asterisk by that. Just for
we
the
are putting an asterisk by that.
We're going to put an asterisk by
that. Oh, believe me. Believe me, we're going to come back and I'm going to defend my championship. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend my championship because I'm a fighting champion. But I am a champion. Let's go.
You got damn lucky tonight, dog. Damn lucky. Damn boat. Who flips the boat?
Natalia's the boat. That's who.
Damn boaty.
That's who.
Dumb question.
Sam Spade, thanks for coming up with your questions. And, of course, I came up with the questions that I asked you. And this is awesome. We're definitely going to have to run this back again.
Oh, we running it back.
Trust me. Soon. Difficulty about to ramp up now.
Soon, too.
Is
I you must have hit me out the gate, name 15 wrestler. What the fuck?
Okay. I get it. But the thing is, I gave you something that I felt like would be near and dear to our heart.
I feel like you would have had black that wrestlers. One,
I thought that was going to be the easiest one for you. That's why I came with that out the gate.
No, because the thing is, when you think about black champions, some of them you just don't think about. Like, I totally forgot about Jazz and Jacqueline, totally forgot about them.
That's what I said, then, that they're two of these from your era, brother.
And then on top of that, I didn't want to take up too much time, you know.
Mm. Oh, no, we had the time. You could have sat there and pondered, but I just didn't. That's not the question that the questions that I thought you wouldn't get, you got.
See, a lot of old school shit, I would get like WrestleMania 3, that was easy. Oh, yeah, that's easy money right there.
Yeah, see, I didn't think you would get that one. I didn't think you would get The Rock and his who he beat in that tournament.
I guess on that. I mean, I knew Ken Shamrock, but I guessed on a big boss, man. Because if I'm not mistaken, he was going to be fighting against the Authority only to end up with him at the end.
I didn't think you was going to get the one with Steve Austin and ECW.
That one threw me for a loop because I'm like, because again, I was thinking about the reboot. And I'm like, he wasn't even wrestling then. And now to think about it. Because you didn't say Stone Cold Steve Austin. You just said Steve Austin.
I just said no Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Like, oh, yeah, Mikey Whipwreck. I remember watching that match.
See, that's what I'm saying. The ones that I didn't think you would get, you got. And the ones that I thought you would get, you didn't.
That's the magic of Sam Spade, y'all. Doing shit he ain't got no business doing.
But that's I'm glad that we did
fun.
This.
That was fun.
That was very fun. I cannot wait to do it again. And it's gonna be awesome every single time. I feel like we'll do this at least once a month.
I could definitely
we're gonna get Teddy to moderate a three-way between us.
We're gonna figure it out. And it'll be even more popping than it was before.
Oh Oh, yeah. And we're going to do another type of quiz sometime in the future where we guess the theme songs.
Definitely. That ought to be fun, too. But next week, guys, I want y'all to tune in. Next week will be the Tribute to the Tunes Part 2, where we'll be doing our favorite theme songs that are currently being used. And thank you guys for listening to the Sons of Legends. Matt, tell them where to reach you.
Matt Lindsay, Facebook, MJ Gunner, Instagram. I'm going to figure out Twitch soon, so I play Kingdom Hearts.
Be on the lookout for Matt's new Twitch coming up. Sam Spade.
Y'all already know.
I'm everywhere and nowhere. And rdog1 on Instagram, rdog3 on Twitter. Hit us up whenever you want to. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Peace.